This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, bust out watch. Good busts. Players who are at least possibly capable of busting out this season. Texans, Astros, maybe Rockets. Guys who could have bust out seasons. Let's start with the Houston Texans. Damian Pierce, running back last year for the Texans. Hell of a year. 1,000-yard rushing. It looked like it was going to happen. Did not happen because he got hurt. Now, this is kind of an interesting situation because you wonder if Damian Pierce can, you know, carry the ball as many times as they relied on him to carry it last year over the course of an entire season. Hasn't done it since high school. But Damian Pierce, I think he's going to be drafted in fantasy leagues probably in the top three rounds. Mm-hmm. Damian Pierce is very capable of being a Pro Bowl running back. His ceiling is pretty high. So bust watch candidate number one, the running back for your Houston Texans, who D'Amico Ryans has had a lot of nice things to say, Damian Pierce.
Bust it down, bust it, bust it down, bust it.
They want to run the ball, and they've added to the running game. I think I couldn't agree more, but define that. Is he going to break 1,200 yards? Is with Singletary here, is it going to be more limited or something?
I said
like that?
Pro Bowl capable 1,200 yards.
Yeah. Is it going to be that with Singletary here? It's going to be interesting to watch.
Jalen Petrie, 5 interceptions last year, up and down season. Rookie struggles, we'll call it. This system appears to be equipped for Jalen Petrie to succeed. We've seen D'Amico Ryans succeed with players that play that position before. Jalen Petrie, I feel best about when it comes to anyone on this list that I would bet on. I would bet on Jalen Petrie taking a significant step forward. And if he builds on what he did last year, eliminates the lows, improves the tackling a little bit, maybe there's more help in front of him to where he isn't forced to make as many tackles, and D'Amico Ryans moves him around, I could easily see Jalen Petrie being a Pro Bowl caliber safety. And I actually feel more confident in this happening than I do Damian Pierce being a Pro Bowl running back and carrying a heavy load over the course of an entire year.
D'Amico's system and clean up the tackling, and you got yourself a really, really, really good player.
Bust it open, then I tell her bring it back.
Derek Stingley was a number 3 overall pick. The player that went after him, Sauce Gardner, had one of the best rookie seasons that we've seen. Now, Sauce Gardner was running a system that was probably more equipped for his skills. Good news for Derek Stingley, he is now in that system. The exact same defensive system that Robert Saleh runs with the Jets. One of his understudies, D'Amico Ryans, is going to be running here. Derek Stingley is going to be playing a lot more man. He's not going to be stuck in Lovie Smith's system. This one needs to happen. Like, Derek Stingley needs to be, at the very least, maybe not an elite number one corner, but he needs to be a cornerback that you feel good about being the guy at the very top of your cornerback depth chart. And I think he's very, very capable of it. The only problem with Derek Stingley is it's the same problem that he had when he was selected 11 months ago by the Texans number three overall. Can he stay healthy? Can he be on the field over an entire course of a season? I expect him to have more opportunity, and he's very capable of capitalizing on that opportunity in D'Amico's system. We just have the same questions about Derek Stingley this year that we had last year, and the same questions, really, if you want to go even further back, that LSU had the year before that.
Probably number one on the list, isn't he? In terms of, like, potential for the best improvement from 1 year to the next, given D'Amico, given the system, et cetera, what you just laid out?
I think Petrie is.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Petrie is the one that I would bet the most on. Petrie, John Mechie, don't expect too much from him, but there is potential there to where John Mechie could add an element that the Texans haven't had in a long, long time. You draft a guy in the second round, you had to have had some decent expectations. You took him over George Pickens from Georgia. You took him over Sky Moore. You took John Mechie. You had to have had at least a pretty decent amount of expectation for John Mechie. Again, just the fact that we're even talking about John Mechie playing ball after everything he went through last year, the leukemia, that's a miracle in itself. But as far as potentially impacting and giving the Texans something that they haven't had in a while and building on what the expectations were last year, I'll put John Mechie on this list, although I'm not going to sit here and lay out, like, tangible expectations for him.
Going to be one of the most watched guys early in training camp and in the preseason. Let me add one more and see what your thoughts are on this. Because I think D'Amico and his example, his culture, as we talked about earlier, is going to be a factor. What about Kenyon Green? If he comes back looking...
I'm not confident in that.
But what if he comes back, like, looking completely different?
I'm not confident in it.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm not confident in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he does, then obviously he's on it. But this is based on guys that I'm confident in. I'm not confident in Kenyon Green. He's shown me nothing to make me confident in him.
He's shown some flashes.
Yeah. Very small ones.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he comes. He's got to be a serviceable, because I think even these guys that we're talking about, outside of Mechie, Pierce has shown he can be a serviceable starting running back. Petrie's shown he can be a serviceable starting safety. Stingley has shown he can be a serviceable starting cornerback. Kenyon Green hadn't even showed that he can be a serviceable starting left guard. Until I see that, I can't say, like, bust out watch.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think
Casario better hope so.
I think Kenyon Green's going to be one of those you watch in training camp as well, like Mechie. See what he looks like. See what he comes back like. See what this style of offense does for him. Different blocking scheme, etc.
Let's go to the Astros. Now, this one is big because this guy's already one of the best players in baseball. He's already one of the best, maybe 50 players in baseball. He's already maybe the most reliable from the beginning of the season to the end guy on a roster that is defending a championship. I'm putting Kyle Tucker on the list. And the reason I'm putting Kyle Tucker on the list, I could see Kyle Tucker being an MVP candidate easily. And breaking out. The Astros went through that arbitration garbage with Kyle Tucker. They argued over $2.5 million. We've been talking about, hell, when he first came into the league, we were calling him Ted Effin' Williams.
Yeah.
He has five tools. I could see Kyle Tucker breaking out to the point where he's already an all-star caliber player. We're talking about a potential MVP.
And he has a contract he's looking at. I think that's a good one. 30-30 guy, going to be able to maybe carry the team like he hasn't before. I agree with you.
Next one.
Bust it down.
Jose Abreu. Just because we don't know what he is.
Yeah.
They're going to need him. Michael Brantley's banged up. Jose Altuve's out. Because he hasn't been on the scene, maybe we'll get a grasp of how good Jose Abreu is. I put him on this list Maybe he's not much better than last year, but just the fact we didn't watch him every day, he's almost on the list by default.
You just need a jolt at that position, more consistency. You need him to be as good or better than he's been. That's it.
Bust it open, then I tell her, bring it back.
Christian Javier. Never seen him in the starting rotation from beginning to end. Have never seen that. Now, we saw him pitch last year when it mattered most. Without Christian Javier, they're not raising that banner tomorrow. They're definitely not. Christian Javier pitched better in the postseason than Justin Verlander did. And now, it's not going to be a luxury where you sit around and have him sitting on his butt chewing sunflower seeds for 6 days and then all of a sudden have him come in there in some mop-up duty and then maybe start him a couple times during the month. He's in your rotation. He's starting the second game of the season now, Christian Javier, and I think he's more than capable. Christian Javier is on the list. I could easily see Christian Javier as an all-star. We saw Lance McCullers as an all-star when he was early in his career, and we got our first taste of him full-time in the rotation. Christian Javier, final bust-out watch candidate.
I'm about as excited to see him as anybody on the pitching staff or in the bullpen. Just because we saw in the postseason what his makeup is, what he's made of. He's one of those guys that is going to be able to step in and not be, well, certainly not intimidated, and certainly has the makeup to reach another level. I agree with you.
On the text line, the 832, Kenyon Green will be vastly improved for more than one reason, but one is because from day one he'll be protecting a better, more athletic quarterback. From the 281, I'm confident in Kenyon Green in year two. I hope so. Look, if I had to bet on Kenyon Green turning into a serviceable left guard, I would say sure. Yes, I would, but I'm not going to skip that step and say that he's ready to bust out. And furthermore, just serviceable left guard for a guy that you selected in the top 15 of the first round, is that really that much of a bust out?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't shock me.
No, that wouldn't be.
Wouldn't shock me, but I wouldn't bet on it.
You know, being just a guy that you can plug in and kind of live with, that's not busting out. I'm going to be very interested to see how they've connected with him because it clearly was not just a physical thing. I mean, well, it was physical in terms of he wasn't in shape, but he's got the tools, put it that way.
It felt bad for him out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like anything that could have gone wrong for a rookie, it wasn't great surroundings. He wasn't playing next to a good center. He wasn't playing next to a veteran center. There were some injuries, maybe some issues.
And he got overwhelmed.
Being in shape.
And he was out of shape.
And he faced some very good defensive tackles. Maybe that makes him better. I hope so, because I think he can be a very good player. But we got to see serviceable, consistent left guard play from Kenyon Green. And then maybe we throw him on this list. If I missed anyone, 713-572-4610, trailer, wheel, and frame. Text line coming up. There was some alleged crying. What the hell is going on with these national media types? The hits are lit next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.